Hi, Raider fans. I'm Lacey. This is my rookie year with football's fabulous females. I'm from Sulphur, Louisiana. I relocated to the Bay Area in 2009. I danced two seasons with the Warriors. And I took a season off to get married and have a baby. And this is my big comeback year. It's my first season with football's fabulous females. The swimsuit shoot this year was so much fun. I kind of felt like a pro coming in because I've shot with the photographers twice before on Warriors. I felt really comfortable in front of the camera. The swimsuits were beautiful. I'm so excited about how the calendar came out. Raider fans, you better get out there and get one while you can. It always is important to me to be a positive role model, and being a Raiderette is kind of getting to experience that firsthand. Being out in the community and doing promos and meeting with kids. I definitely think that being a Raiderette is going to help me achieve a goal of being a stronger, beautiful, confident woman. Raider Nation, I'm Raiderette Lacey, and I look forward to seeing you out in the stands.
Lacey, along with all the Raiderettes, will be performing this Sunday at O.co Coliseum. Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. Bye week or not, Jeanette Thompson is always busy. Let's see what she has for us this week.
Thanks, JT. The Raiders continue to get together and go beyond the field and into the community. Recently, they had the chance to interact with some well-known companies that also call the Bay Area home. Rashad Jennings, Jemaze Olawale, and Brandon Ross paid a visit to Facebook headquarters in Menlo Park.
A couple of the guys came out, we had fun, got a chance to, you know, meet some of the minds behind Facebook and the operations.
This is like heaven on earth. They have free food, sweets. I do an extra set of my complex next week. That's all I got for you.
It's like an adult's Disney World. It's really fun. It's a college atmosphere with adults, and I love the working atmosphere.
You can tell everyone enjoys their job, and they work really hard to make Facebook the best product they possibly can.
I'd actually heard that the Raiders might be coming, and so I decided to bring my Raider gear, my season ticket pass, and got a pennant early in the morning so I could have the guys sign it. It was awesome. We have a very laid-back culture here. We work hard, but we kick back. And just having the Raiders here kind of adds to that.
Raider players also stopped by Pandora Radio headquarters in downtown Oakland for a behind-the-scenes look. They were able to help with the launching of the new Raider Nation station, a music channel composed of players' song choices and iconic tunes that shout silver and black.
Got a chance to come downtown Oakland to visit Pandora Radio and just learn some of the algorithms and how they make business as great as they do.
Pandora is like the next step, you know, in radio. It gives you a chance to listen to different songs but actually have some input on it. It's a cool experience.
Hey, man, this your boy Tyvon Branch of the Oakland Raiders. You're now jamming to my favorite songs here on Pandora Radio.
Lastly, in other news, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell confirmed Thursday the Oakland Raiders will host the Miami Dolphins at London's Wembley Stadium next season. The date of the game will be announced at a later time. That's it for this week. Back to you, JT.
Thanks, Jeanette. And don't forget, Raider fans, if you're coming to the game on Sunday, bring your clear bag. For everyone at Silver and Black Productions, I'm JT. Have an outstanding week.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silver and Black Productions.